L-E-T-E-N-E-C.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
Is CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor. Here's John Batchelor.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. I welcome Daniel Henniger, the deputy editor of the editorial page of the Wall Street Journal, whose column Wonderland is an avenue for me to follow back to my youth, watching Ozzie and Harriet and believing as a child under 10 that this was America. In fact, it was so obviously a real story to me that I decided The Family on the Corner, The Hornblowers, was Ozzie and Harriet local. And I celebrated, although I didn't understand it, when my mother told me that one of the Hornblower sons, the eldest, had gotten into Yale. I pretended to know what that meant. However, when I watched Ozzie and Harriet, I had a sense that you go to school, your parents love you, and then you do good things and you get rewarded with a television show. Dan, a very good evening to you. It's a simple time, but we lived through it. We survived. And that is no longer available to young people in America. There's no collective experience of Ozzie and Harriet. There is, however, the collective experience of Facebook and Instagram and other social media. And you apply that to the most recent Olympics, where an Olympiad was not able to perform and then immediately swam into social media commentary. What is the challenge here, Dan, for people to understand what social media has become for the young people? Good evening to you.
Hi there, John. Well, the pretext for the column was, in fact, Simone Biles, the extraordinary young female gymnast, perhaps the greatest female gymnast of all time, who abruptly pulled out of the competition at the Tokyo Olympics. And she did, on the one hand, cite something called the twisties, which is a gymnast losing a sense of where his or her body is in full flight. And this is kind of a known phenomenon in sports. In golf, it's the yips. It can just happen to people. But she also did cite mental health in the explanations and the pressure that had been built up over time to perform at this level. And it was reminiscent of during the French Open when the world's best women female tennis player Naomi Osaka also withdrew under the pressure of mental stress. Now, all of these people, individuals, these celebrities have lives on Instagram and Facebook and the rest of it. And what I suggested is that they are in some ways no different than tens of thousands of young people today who feel the same extraordinary levels of stress in their lives. You know, John, I recalled as I was writing this distinctly, at least 10 years ago, the trade press for the universities and colleges, again, a decade ago, started reporting an extraordinary upturn in students visiting the mental health clinic, saying they needed help. And at the time, I found it hard to believe. The numbers were really quite high. And it never stopped happening. In fact, the staffs, the universities found it difficult to even staff up some of the mental clinics. Well, this occurred simultaneously with the rise of Facebook and social media. And a big subject, to be sure, but my short explanation is that while it was supposed to exist, Mark Zuckerberg created it at Harvard so that friends could connect with each other instantly and easily. In fact, social media has driven young people inside, into their own minds, into an interior life to a degree in depth that no human being was ever supposed to live. The Ozzie and Harriet world that I described, the popular TV show from 1955 to 1962, was about America in those years. And we lived exterior lives. We had a family, but we also lived out in the world. But in the last 10 or 15 years, young people have been forced inside of themselves and have found it impossible to cope, especially since that interior life has so little personal structure, not the kind of structure families had back in the 1950s. And the unhappy consequence is what we saw happen to Simone Biles or Naomi Osaka, and as I say, tens of thousands of young people today who simply cannot cope.
The professionals, our colleagues in education and in psychology, are they alert to this, Dan? Is your sense of things that this is understood to be a challenge for the grown-ups to deal with the teenagers and younger as they grow up with an iPhone in their hands?
It's a clearly recognized problem. The coronavirus, the COVID pandemic, is going to eventually recede. The mental health pandemic is not, and professionals are acutely aware of this. There was a very famous newspaper story a couple of years ago about how parents in Silicon Valley, the creators of these technologies, are themselves trying to reduce the screen time of their children. And, this column elicited an extraordinary amount of thought-provoking email from my readers, John, many of them pointing out that parents today recognize this problem. Simply deciding you're going to monitor the applications and social media platforms that your children are spending time on is too exhausting. It's impossible. You cannot compete with them. You can try to reduce that time. But what they're doing is indeed old-fashioned, John. They're creating other activities to take up their time, family activities, playing games, going out together and on trips and the like, and just explaining or demonstrating to children that there is an alternative life outside of social media. And as one of my writers said, who had done some market research on this about 13 years ago, the fact is many young people regard their lives on social media as an obligation, a chore, something that has been pressed on them by their peers and that they can't really afford not to do. But given the opportunity, given a way out, and with the parents leading the way, more than just monitoring the apps, I think there is hope. It's a frustrating subject, to be sure, but I think many young parents are deciding that the solution to this, as we said at the outset, is something like the Ozzie and Harriet world of intact families doing things together in a way that counteracts the inevitable pressure of social media.
Yeah, and making Ozzie sigh all the time. Dan, right. You indicated in your column that regulating Facebook is not going to do it. Did I read you correctly?
Yes. As I described it, Mark Zuckerberg is sort of like the Sorcerer's Apprentice. He had this mop and he cut it in half and it just kept subdividing and subdividing in a way that he could no longer control. And that would be the same thing that would happen if we tried to break up Facebook. It is only going to, like the Sorcerer's Apprentice, break up Facebook into hundreds of smaller Facebooks. That is not the solution. The solution is for people to recognize the danger from this technology and adjust their lives in a way, find some structure in their lives outside in an exterior life rather than disappearing into the deep, dark, and depthless interiors of social media.
And the pandemic has exacerbated all this, Dan. I don't see a solution while we're inside the pandemic because of all the unusual restrictions.
Yeah, people have had to spend a lot of time alone entertaining themselves. And that has meant, as we know, people are taking unemployment benefits and sitting home and watching Netflix series. Screens, as we know, John, since 100 years ago when Hollywood put stars up on screens, screens have mesmerized people. And in the old days, it was a screen as big as the side of a building inside a theater. Now it's a screen inside the palm of your hand. And it has an undeniable, extraordinary pull and appeal to individuals. But I think what we've learned in this pandemic is that there, you do have to find a way to push away from it or it will pull you in and you will disappear inside of it.
Yes, and the alternative is to go to the high school hop tonight because I hear Ricky is leading the show.
Ricky Nelson.
Dan Henniger of the Wall Street Journal editorial page. He's the deputy editor writing about where we are, the way we live now. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Tired of spills and stains on your sofa? WashableSofas.com has your back. Featuring the Anabay Collection, the only designer sofa that's machine washable inside and out, where designer quality meets budget-friendly prices. That's right. Sofas start at just $699. Enjoy a no-risk experience with pet-friendly, stain-resistant, and changeable slipcovers made with performance fabrics. Experience cloud-like comfort with high-resilience foam that's hypoallergenic and never needs fluffing. The sturdy steel frame ensures longevity, and the modular pieces can be rearranged anytime. Check out WashableSofas.com and get up to 60% off your Anabay sofa, backed by a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. If you're not absolutely in love, send it back for a full refund. No return shipping or restocking fees. Every penny back. Upgrade now at WashableSofas.com. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.